Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley
and Beth Jacobson.
And thank you for joining us. It feels like we've been gone for a long time, but it's only been a couple weeks. And as you know, the mission of our show is
to educate, enlighten,
and empower.
And empower. That's how long it's been since we've been on the show. She can't remember what we're about.
Oh, my God.
There we go.
I'm trying to ground.
And you guys can listen to us every Monday. We switched our time. We are now on Mondays at 1:30, and we are doing our shows from the store that we are located in at the White Buffalo in Anoka, Minnesota. And I'm going to give you the address for those of you who happen to be in town or want to come to town. We're on 104 East of Main Street, Anoka, Minnesota. That's the White Buffalo Spiritual Healing and Gift Store that we're located at. You can also go to our website, divinegoddessradio.com. If you're wanting a reading or a party, goddess party, or teaching, have us teaching classes. Or if you're, and we can go into corporations, we can go into any form of setting schools, we even do schools, you guys, as well as even your churches who are wanting to learn about trusting your intuition. We do that class. You believe, you would be amazed at who we go in and do it for. So we do a variety of different classes. You can contact Marie or Beth, Marie at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. And if you're wanting to set up an individual session or dual session for reading, Marie is 651-303-0555. And Beth is 651-4136. So we'll be here in September and October. We're filling up fast, so contact us as soon as you on our schedule. So other than that, I think I said everything. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Did you mention the Facebook page?
Did it? Oh, and of course I did not mention the Facebook page. Will you please go? We're trying to get up to 1,000 likes. We're at 400 and some. We love, and we haven't been working really hard on it. So we would love if you guys help us out there. And if you have a page that you want us to like, please go on and like our page, and then maybe go on and say, hey, can you guys go on and like our page? And then we know we need to go on and do it. So we want to give to you as well. So now you may have all the information I need to say. So excited to be back, folks. Excited to be back.
We are back. It's September, and we're refreshed and ready to go. And hopefully you all are doing really well out there. The energies have been really intense and a lot of different things going on. We just had a new moon and a partial. It's all about writing your intentions and setting the pace for the next 30 days and starting things over. And the lunar solar eclipse in Virgo, that basically, Virgo is a very organized sign. So it's a great time to get things organized, get your list ready. Get prepared, because in 3 days, Mercury retrograde starts. And again, if you remember, Mercury retrograde is all about the redo, renew, reinvent. So with the eclipse in Virgo and having that organization energy, you can actually kind of plan out how you want Mercury retrograde to go. And it doesn't have to be negative. As long as you're prepared for it, it can actually be a very positive experience, because you get to redo it.
Resource right now. So this is your opportunity of being able to go in and look at what's been keeping you from feeling connected. So I was going to say something. Oh, can I just close blank? Oh, and this is a one question reading. You guys, so we ask that you honor that, because we're both working on our boundaries. I'm still working on mine. It gets better and better every day. So this is not tidbits and tea. It is a one question reading.
Yep. So, all right, we have a lot of people on the line, so let's get started with readings, and we'll take our first caller. Hey there, who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Brandy. I'm calling from Texas.
Is it Brandy?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, Brandy. What's your question?
Yeah, I had some some issues with my employer, and I was curious if y'all had any messages about that.
So your question?
It's not a question. Will you hold on just one moment? We're going to quick see if we can get some speakers on here, because we're both going, what is being said? So we'll be right with you. We're trying to do
yeah,
this.
Yeah,
really
I heard
really
about
fast.
Before, and they didn't. Weren't,
and unfortunately, Marie has to do all the techie stuff because I'm like, oh my God, where does this go? Where does it go?
Hold on one second. We can hear you. I think you said something about your employer. Okay. Let's try
Sorry about that. I had some issues with my previous employer, and I'm just curious, like, what is the purpose of this, and if you had any information or messages about that?
Okay. Okay. So basically, issues with your previous employer. Gotcha. And what the lesson was there? Is that what you're looking for? Okay. Okay. So, okay. The first thing that's coming up with me is boundaries. So, being really strong in your boundaries, and then when people push for you to not just kind of, you know, say, okay, whatever, I have to do this to impress them, I'll just do it. So it was really a lesson in boundaries.
I'm hearing it was trust. It's about trusting you were ignoring your intuition. And this is just a lesson to go with your gut, because your gut was guiding you and you knew a lot of stuff was going to be happening before it happened. But it's like you blew it off. It's like a lot of us do. We don't want to have to deal with it. So it's just all it is, the experience of you just remembering, don't ever second guess your gut. Your gut is not going to lie to you, but your head is going to sit here and say, oh, who are you to sit here and second guess? Who are you to sit here and doubt? You know, they're going to be on the up and up. So that's all it's about, trust, and it's about boundaries. So it's not a bad thing. Walk away learning from that. That's what you're going to apply with, you know, your life, not just job-wise, for your life, period, because it feels like it's not just work-related stuff. This is just, you don't blindly trust, just because anybody can sit here and masquerade as one thing and be another, and it doesn't mean you go into judgment. You're going to sit here and sit back. You're going to be the observer of the experience, and then just let everything unfold, because we so as
yeah.
well can want to be like yeah. everybody.
Thinking about getting an attorney, though.
Say that again?
I was thinking about getting an attorney.
An attorney?
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a matter of fact, I would have, the ego almost came in here and said, absolutely not. But I'm actually hearing, yes, that would be a very good idea, because it's going to set a precedent for the individual in questioning. So it's going to have to help them set up their boundaries as well and be authentic and of integrity in the work that they're doing and how they are displaying themselves. So, yeah.
Yeah, I have I'm getting with the employer that he or she has a big boundary with ethics. So,
yeah, they both do. It's a man and a woman, and they both do.
Okay. So by you actually calling on, you know, their stuff, and you know, taking them to court, so to speak, and really taking them to task,
mm-hmm.
I think that's one of the things, because it's time for you to speak the truth.
Yeah, exactly.
Even though it might sound really, really simple, that's a lot of information. And so it really sounds like you'll be successful if you choose to go down that way of a lawsuit. It feels very, very good. But just know with that brings in an energy. Just be prepared for that, because you're questioning ethics. So they could fight it, or they could say, damn, somebody came and they're questioning what we're saying. So you never know. It's a 50-50 toss-up when you do something like that. So just go in there knowing that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
welcome.
So good luck to you.
And I'm also hearing stand your ground.
Yeah.
So no matter how they try to intimidate you, just stand your ground.
Oh yeah, I will. They've tried to push me around for a while now, so.
Oh. Okay.
You know, and it's also step into your power, be in your power, and be somebody who's not afraid to speak the truth. And I think women have a hard time with that because they're going, am I supposed to get bitchy? And it's like, it's not about being bitchy. It's standing up in your truth, and it's coming from a place of power. And it's just with a firmness so that people sit here and start taking you serious. So don't be afraid to let others see that. You don't have to be this demure little thing because that's what a lot of us are stepping into. But we're still, you know, it's trial and error. So you're going to figure this out. You're going to get through this. So just know the universe is on your side.
Yeah, that's so true, because I don't want to come off that way where I'm just complaining, but there's a lot of issues.
Sweetheart, I'm going to tell you this right now. You stand in your place, you're going to be the one who's going to call them on stuff that needed to be called on. Kind of, you're looked at as a whistleblower, and it's not like this big thing.
You know what?
It's not okay. It's not okay for you to continue to do what you do. But
I'm
in your situation before, and you'll get through it.
I'm even bringing an employee that used to work there before I did, who went through the same thing.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Well, that's good. You know, there's power in numbers.
And
so.
And the thing is, you're strong enough for this. You are a lot stronger, and a lot of this has to do with you standing in your power. You'll be amazed at how you come out of this. You'll be amazed what it does for you. It all happens for a reason. It does happen for a reason.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Good luck. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks. Okay, bye.
Yep. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Hi there. You're on the air. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Dee.
Hi, my name is Dee.
Dee?
Dee. Yes.
Dee.
D. And where you call from, D?
North Carolina.
North Carolina. Do you have a question or a comment, D?
Yes, I do. I have a tight question. And mine's about a spiritual love soulmate. I just had a birthday, September 10th, and I know it's new moon, and so I've been praying to the universe and the God of the universe and my angels and everything for this true love to come through. So I was wondering if y'all can pick up anything.
Did you say he's already in your life?
Oh, she's wanting to.
No.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
No.
I was going to say, we're all there with him.
No, he's not in my life. I'm just praying.
Nothing's coming until December.
December?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
there will
okay.
be a situation that's going to present itself, and then that's how you're going to go about meeting. And it feels like... there's going to be five different events that you're going to be attending. So if you get invited somewhere, don't put judgment in it and say, oh, I would never go do that. Go there and just keep an open mind with how and who you are going to meet. Does not mean you're going and getting married that day as soon as you meet them. So allow whoever you're going to meet to come into your life and you're going to feel who it is that he is. But it feels like there's five different events that you're going to be invited to.
Okay.
And it feels like it's going to start in November, but it feels like December is when something is going to come into fruition to where it will be brought the next step, the next step.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm hearing that you're going to be going to, I keep hearing the word ball, like a very formal event.
Uh-huh.
Because I see him in a tuxedo and I see you in a formal gown.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
So it's around the holiday.
What's that?
So it's going to be around the holiday.
Around the holiday. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so we will know. I know that's the one, or will he know I'm the one? Or?
Yeah, I'm hearing it's what they call a fated meeting. So you guys, your souls will recognize each other.
Okay.
It will be that comfortableness that you're around somebody and you're going, oh, my God, we've known each other forever. The souls have known that.
Right.
So here's the thing is, because they're saying, now, don't get caught up in an event that you're going, oh, my God, I don't have the money to go. If all of a sudden you're being invited to something
And just remember, gowns can be rented, shoes can be rented, bags can be rented, blah, 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 blah. And if you're supposed to go, the money's going to be there to get you there. So just remember that. Just remember that. For whatever reason, you have to know that.
Okay.
Hey, Dee, your guys are also saying there's just a little bit of heart work that's left to be done. Just a little bit of releasing. Sure. Your guys are saying that there's a little bit of heart work that needs to be completed. So just a little bit more releasing and letting go.
Okay.
So just work on that in the next month. You know, you've got the new moon and then you've got the full moon coming up. So use this time to get your intentions of releasing and then at the full moon, release.
Okay. That's what I'll be working on. Yes.
Okay.
I'll be looking forward to it.
Bye-bye. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Hi
there.
Where are you calling from?
Thank you for taking my call. Sharon from Ohio.
Sharon, hi, Sharon.
Hello.
Hello.
Sunday. Question.
Okay.
Landing a job soon. I'm interviewing. I'm waiting on two jobs. Do you see one of them's going to go through? Or when do you see me finding employment?
Okay. See.
There's two of them I really want. I'm waiting for them for the second interviews.
You're waiting for the second interview? Okay.
Well, yes.
So she's got two jobs she wants to do. Okay. Okay, so I heard job number one is the one that's going to be coming. The first
one. I know it when you're talking about. That's the both of them are good. I would... Oh, the bottom line is, do you see me getting employed? This is just frustrated.
Yep, I'm hearing October you'll be employed.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's after going through all the paperwork, all of the formalities, all of that.
Oh, my God, I needed to hear that. Will I be hearing back from one of them this week or next week?
Next week,
because they said that this week they're finalizing who they're going to pick for the second interview.
Mm-hmm. Yep, hearing next week.
Next week I'll hear, and then you said by October you feel that I'm going to be employed.
Yes. Yep, you'll be actually working in October.
Because I am temping. I appreciate the money I'm making now. Just now, you know, I'm looking back to get back in my career. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yes. Yep, I see you working your job number one, is what they're saying, in October.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. You made my day. Believe me, I needed that.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling in. Thank you.
Thank you. Put me on. Bye. I'll listen.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. Yep.
Hello.
Hello. Who are you speaking with? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Nancy from California.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi.
Do you have a question or a comment?
Yeah, my question is, now that I'm retired, what kind of future service or work do you think I'm doing?
Okay. So what do we see Nancy doing in the future now that she's retired? I see you opening up more on the spiritual based business. You're going to be going down that road more because now you're heading onto what your soul purpose is. You're not done yet. So you're retired from one job, but that was life mission work. Now you're stepping into your soul purpose stuff. But you are going to do a period of, it feels like 5 to 6 months, of going to different kinds of classes and just learning and just soaking that information in. So just be on the lookout of what it is that you're wanting to learn more about spiritually. And from there, you're going to be guided on the next step, and the teachers are going to show up and be there for you.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Yep. Are you really good with plants?
Plants?
Yeah, like gardening and plants.
I love gardening.
I'm also hearing that you're also going to be doing something with gardening. So, you know, gardening as far as learning about the different plant properties, flower essences, that kind of thing.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am in doing spiritual work.
Awesome. Yep. So now you're 100% ready to open up and move forward.
It's going to be fun. Just have a lot of fun with it. Because I feel
right.
You soaring as soon as you start stepping into the next phase. You will be soaring by November.
Wonderful.
Okay. Yeah. How exciting for you.
Yeah. Well,
thank you.
Thank
you for calling in.
Very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye. Hello there. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello? Hi, you're on the air. Who are we speaking with?
I am Ali and I'm California.
Yeah.
And I have a question regarding my husband, career.
My husband is building job.
So I just like when we settle here, like a job and.
Okay, so are you here yet?
Yes, we relocated to Bay Area.
Oh, you are. Okay, so you're here. So he's looking for a job, and you're looking to see when you will be settled. Oh.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Is your husband, does he do some kind of engineering work?
I'm in Minnesota, and after education, I'm a good opportunity. Yes.
Okay. So I'm hearing within the next 2 months,
mm-hmm.
you'll have a permanent job.
Mm-hmm.
And are you also looking for employment?
Yes. I'm looking for employment. My husband is working.
Your husband is working?
Yes, he's working.
Okay. Is he looking for another job?
Yes.
That makes sense because I'm like, I see him working in a different place in 2 months. So, okay. So let's see about you.
I'm hearing, and this feels like it's for you, so I don't know what your background is, but you would be very good with, I see you in the banking system. So I don't know if it's teller or if you have a background with finances, but I'm hearing bank, and it's like really loud, and it feels like that's for you.
Oh, okay. It means you want me to study something. Bright opportunities.
Oh, yeah. Yes, keep your options open in that field.
Finance related. Okay, finance I have in my mind.
Yes.
I'm working on IT side.
Okay, you're making a decision.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm working. Right now, my contract is over. But in future, I wanted to study.
In the future, you want to study?
Finance.
Because I'm going, bank is like huge. That's all I'm hearing is bank. I can't even hear anything else. It's bank. So.
Bank. Okay.
Yes, bank. B-A-N-K. A bank. So that would have everything to do with finances. So.
Right.
Okay. But you can also start out doing IT work in a bank, in some kind of financial institution,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, learn the insides and the outsides and learn the system and then move to the banking side of it.
Oh, wow. Okay. Thank you. Is there anything related to business?
To your business?
To start growing business.
I'm hearing with a business
if there's going to be anything in relation to a business, that nothing would really happen until the next year.
Until next Feb? Okay.
Next year. Next year.
Okay, okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, well, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Thanks for that.
Thank you. You're welcome. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay. Let's see. We're trying to make it really quiet so we can hear. That's the joy of doing it from a store, people. All right. Oops. Hello there. You're on the air. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, it's Nathaniel.
Hi, Nathaniel. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
We're doing very well. Do you have a question or a comment?
Do you see me getting a new car or moving? It's kind of a split question.
New car or moving? I am getting that you're going to be moving. It feels like a new location. Have you not moved yet?
You know, I think I was in another place a couple of years ago, but I've been in the same place for over a year and a half.
Huh, that's interesting because I still keep getting that you're going to Chicago.
Wow.
Have you been actively searching out there?
Pardon me?
Have you been actively searching out in the Chicago area?
No. No, I really haven't. I'm not.
Are you currently living in Arizona?
No, it's kind of like Arizona. It's Barstow, so it's just between Long Beach and Vegas.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. I keep hearing
it's
Arizona.
Kind of like Vegas. It's
kind of
like
Vegas.
Arizona. Oh, Arizona.
Okay. Boy, you know, Nathaniel, have you felt like you're really in the muck and the yuck?
I'm a little bit in the muck and the yuck, I suppose. I mean, at least.
Your feet feel very heavy, almost like you have cement shoes on.
Uh-huh.
What I'm hearing for you is, like, you need to work on clearing yourself energetically, you know, and there's YouTube videos that you can get so that you can release and let go. Muck and yuck. And the stuff that I've seen with you looks really pea green, and it's a dark pea green, and so there's a lot of emotions that are going on. So. And it feels like your body is really hurting. Is your body hurting a lot? Achy?
Yes, it is. And sometimes it's hard to walk.
Yeah, yeah. And so when it's really hard to walk, that means you're really stuck in the old ways. You're really stuck in the third dimensional crap and the fourth dimensional stuff, the ego stuff. So start going into your heart, you know, your heart chakra, and start asking what is it the next step that you need to be doing so that your heart is feeling like it's being heard and listened to. So, and with that, you're going to be amazed at how much lighter and brighter that you're going to feel. And again, you can go on to YouTube and you can get videos for that. But I'm hearing that first and foremost. The most important thing you need to do right now is really learn how to clear your energetic fields right now and protect yourself.
All right.
And bring in high vibrational colors and music and sound and step outside and hug a tree and just really put that in. I know it sounds really simple, but it really is that simple to shift the way you're feeling right now.
Yeah, I mean, your guys are really saying that, you know, your path has been open and they've been trying to direct you towards your path, but you're stuck, not moving.
And so that's usually a sign that there's a lot of fear going on. So go in, just go deep within through a meditation or a stillness and either type or get a recorder or something. and or a piece of paper and write stuff down, but just really look at what your fear of being in this world is and the fear of really shining your light and being who it is that you came here to be.
Okay.
It's not as hard as you think it's going to be, you know. So just remember, you will be able to. You can do this, Nathaniel. You're gifted enough. You're gifted enough. But there's a part of you that's just really, really tired. Really, really tired. So, but if you go in and you shift this energy, all they are is a box. You're going to be amazed at how much better you're going to feel, just mentally, emotionally, spiritually. But it really feels like you've been really feeling disconnected. So really talk to your soul and say, you know what, I really need your help. You know, I really feel that I need some guidance. Talk to your guides. Call upon them. Utilize them more. Most of us don't utilize them as much as we should, and that's including myself. And it's not as intimidating and overwhelming as you think it is. It's not as overwhelming as you think it is. You can always call and set up an appointment with me, because I'll help you shift that energy if you want that. If you want that, that's, you know, that's something out there. If you don't know anybody who knows how to do it. But all right. You're very, very gifted. You can. YouTube has a lot of videos that you can do that with. But if you feel called to help me with shifting you, call and set up an appointment, and we'll do that. All right. Take care, Nathaniel. Yep. Take care.
Take care, Nathaniel.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye. All right,
thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right, folks. All righty. Hello, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Lisa.
Hi, my name's
from North. Hi.
Lisa?
Hi.
Yes?
Hi,
Lisa.
Yes.
Do you have a question or a comment?
Hi.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you have a question or a comment?
Oh, yeah. Thanks for asking. So my question is, I have not had a lot of luck with making propositions. And I just have not had any responses or anything lately. You know, I am employed now. But I'm just wondering how long it might take. And what
so you want a new employment. So you want new employment.
Yeah, and in like in the level. I'm trying to kind of go to a little higher level than where I am.
Are you still wanting to stay within the same organization?
I'm not at all appreciated. No, it's not going great or anything.
Okay. Well, let's see here. And you said you've been applying and you're just not getting a response?
Yeah, like just a little bit here and there.
Okay. So basically what your guides are saying is that you have to be very, very clear on what it is that you want. So, you know, applying here or there just because you're not really happy where you are is not really telling the universe what it is you're looking for. So be very clear on what it is that you want and make a list and write it out and let the universe know, hey, this is what I really want. This is my passion. And then go after that, you know, with your whole heart into it.
Okay. I mean, I kind of am clear. I think the positions that I've been applying for, I'm pretty clear with the level and what I wanted. I just didn't get a lot of response yet. Maybe I was sending out two or three things a week, so it wasn't a lot, I guess.
Okay. I'm still hearing, though, from you that even though you say you're kind of clear, you're not 100% clear. So you have to be 100% clear because what we put out is what we get back. So if you're, you know, if you're applying with a little bit of unsureness or uncertainty, then, you know, the universe is going, well, she's not really sure, so we're not even going to push this opportunity her way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So
I know sometimes it's things
that
we don't get the answer. No. What's up? Excuse me?
No, I'm sorry. Go on.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Oh, so if I do that and maybe just send out a lot more too, do you think I'll start getting responses more?
Well, you know what, I would look at the particular jobs that you are applying to. Are you just applying to them just because they're there, or are you applying to them because they really draw you in? It has to be a position where you look at it and go, oh my God, that is what my heart says I need to do. That is what my soul needs to do. I want that job. You see the difference?
Yeah.
Because if you don't look at it, you don't look at it differently. Like if you're not appreciated at this job, the next place is going to be the same way. So you have to look at what am I supposed to learn from this? What did I learn from this? Because it ultimately comes down to you need to be able to appreciate yourself. If you get appreciation from somebody else, it's an added bonus. It's an added bonus. So now you're going to do that and step up your game and go, okay, so which environment do you want me to be in? Where am I going to shine my light? Where am I going to be able to be of service? So that's your questions that you want to be asking. And then that's where you're going to know where to send your resume. Because then the right set of people are going to be there. But you also have to put out there, I want people who are going to honor me, empower me, encourage me, support me, embrace me, da-da-da-da-da. But you have to be able to do it back to others as well. So if you have a hard time with doing that yourself, you have to be very mindful that you have to be able to do that to others as well. Because if it's just others who are praising us, that gets really old. Mm-hmm. Those are words and wisdom of Beth and Marie. So, you know, with you applying to so many places and not getting a response, basically the universe is saying, you know what, Lisa, this is telling you to really button down who you are and what it is that you want. So you have clarity and better understanding.
Do you think that, like, where I am, I mean, it's not really bad, but I don't know, like, I'm definitely not appreciated. They gave me a bunch of things they wanted me to do differently. I mean, I'm trying. It's an okay place. I don't know if maybe, you know, I should try to stay there a while, or do you think they'll push me out?
You know, have you sat down and have you talked with them about how you feel? It's amazing. The lack of communication that most people have is sitting down and talking about going, you know, I feel that I'm doing 100% here. I don't feel that I'm appreciated for what it is that I'm putting in there. And then ask for feedback, realistic feedback. Say, now let's be realistic on the feedback. So it's about
empowering
yourself as well. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
No, they totally did. I sat down with them. Do you see that improving maybe? Or?
Believe it or not, I do. I do. But you have to be clear that you'll be okay with staying there until something better comes along. And as you do that, your energy is going to shift with that as well. And you're going to become clear on what kind of an environment, where it is that you want to go. And just like Marie said, you'll have better clarity on where it is that you want to go next. And then you're not going to feel that, oh my God, I got to get out of here. Because it feels kind of like that. I got to get out of here. I'm not appreciated. I don't like this. So when you do that, you can bring things forth and create stuff that doesn't need to be created. So look at it and say, okay, what is it that I really need to work on? I don't feel appreciated, but that's a good sign that you need to work on appreciation of self as well.
Right. There's some lessons in this current position. They're being presented to you. So if you can identify those lessons and, you know, let the universe know, okay, I get the lessons. I'm going to change this, or I'm going to do this. I understand it. You know, once you understand the lessons that are presented to you, things start to turn around.
Yeah, like I already did what they wanted. Yeah, I felt like it turned around a little bit, like I did what they wanted the last couple weeks after we sat down and had a long discussion. Do you think then they're going to think that I've improved on the areas because they said they were going to meet again in a month and then the next month?
I'm hearing there's very good possibilities.
Yep.
So don't let the doubt go in out into the universe. Stop with the doubt. No. If you know that you did a turnaround, that you're putting more into it, then know that and trust that. Feel that.
Right. And also your guides are saying, you know, if you want the result, you got to put in the work. So do your part. Regardless of what they do your part. And then you'll be amazed.
Okay. All right. And
those are the words of wisdom.
Like concentrate more too on what you're applying for, that you really, really want those type of jobs.
There you go.
Yep.
If you do anything out of desperation, you attract desperate situations. So just remember that. You want like-minded people who are appreciative of the work that you do, and that you get acknowledgement for what you do by those who, you know, are the higher ups. But with that, to be able, because the higher ups need to be as praised as much as the next person. Glad you're a great leader, blah, 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 blah. So it's a win-win situation for everybody. So good luck.
Okay,
yes,
thank
good
you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye. I know I said things 20 different ways. Say the same point. Hi, you're on the air.
Lenora.
Hello. Hello. Lenora?
Yes.
Oh, hi. Do you have a question or a comment, Lenora?
I have a question. I was wondering what my spirit guide might want me to know right now.
Let your spirit guides want you to know right now. Okay. Not that. You know what I'm hearing? I'm hearing that you need to be still and to be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And to go within, that's what I'm hearing. So that means you've been busy, 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 ignoring, yeah. ignoring.
Yep, I'm hearing the word chaos around you. And so they're saying, stop, and take a minute for you. Shut everything out.
Okay.
And so a way that you can really tune in with that is like, you know, go outside, sit in a room, play some soft music. Shut off your phone, no computers, and just be. And it's going to be the first intuitive thought that you have. That's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works. So you can either record, you know, whatever feelings and thoughts that you get, or you can use a piece of paper and pen. We all have different ways. It might be artwork that you are sitting here and just setting space and you're drawing, painting, whatever. But it's going within, because that's the only way. Your soul is a very gentle voice. It isn't going to yell and scream at you.
Yep. Okay. I'm also hearing they're saying, take a time out and let your inner child come out too. Never let your inner child come out for a while.
Okay. So, like,
play more.
Play
yep.
more. That's what
Don't
I was
be
about
such
to
a
say.
Serious adult. Don't
yeah.
be such a serious adult.
Okay.
Be a child. Go to a playground. Watch what kids do. Slide down a slide. You know, go to a whatever child amusement park you have. Just look at how innocently they have fun. That's what you need to remember. Is because we get so serious as adults and we get our panties in a bunch. It's like we're
okay.
forgetting that we are here on this planet to also have fun. And as we have fun, we're able to allow more joy into our heart. And that's the whole reason we're here. With joy comes love. With love comes enlightenment. With that, we continue to evolve. And before you know it, you have answers that you didn't even realize were within you.
Okay.
And it's not as hard as you think it is. It's not as hard as you think it is, Lenora.
You know what?
Okay.
Even something simple as going to the dollar store and getting some bubbles.
Oh,
and sitting outside and just blowing bubbles is so much fun.
I do that all the time. I do it all the time. It's whimsical and it costs barely anything.
That's right.
Okay.
So we'll do that. That's our recommendation.
Great.
So
well,
have
thank
fun.
You, Lisa,
have
very
fun.
Much.
Okay,
you're
bye-bye.
Welcome. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Wow.
Okay. Next caller. Hi there, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. Hi, this is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Jackie, where are you from?
From Florida.
Florida, you're so soft-spoken. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yes, I have a question. There's this guy that's in my life. I want to know what is the lessons that I have to learn. Because I feel like we're not done yet. But it's just a lot of misunderstanding and miscommunication happening.
Mm-hmm. So the first two things I heard were boundaries and patience.
Boundaries and patience.
Okay. And also learning how to speak from your heart, not speak from your head, and that's for both of you. And it's to really listen and learn how to communicate effectively.
Okay.
Most of us really suck at communication. Most of us do.
Right.
And that's
right.
What we're here to learn how to communicate, because we make a lot of assumptions. And then we don't clarify and ask, well, did you say this? Because this is how I'm taking it as. we just assume, oh, no, you said that, and it was really insulting. So it's about that. It's many different things. And it feels like it's very tedious for both of you. It feels like you guys are coming to an end with it. If you're not on a conscious level aware of that, on a subconscious level, it's coming to an end. So be very clear.
Okay,
anytime you communicate with somebody, you just ask that it's clear and open communication spoken from the heart, that all is heard only with love. It's really easy, and it does make a difference. It does make a difference. I have to do it all the time.
Okay. So, but so now, is it going forward, we will understand each other better, or? I'm trying to understand what you mean by the end.
The end of what is going on with you can come to an end. It could be to where it can be the end of a relationship if you guys don't start mm-hmm. working on it. It's kind of like you guys are kind of like sitting back and just allowing things to happen. It's like you're so tired of it that nobody's working on it. And so you have to come to the conclusion, are you going to work on it? Because that's what relationships are. If it's one person, it's a one-sided relationship. If it's both, then you have two investors. So you have to look at it that way. If you're investing more, why are you the only one investing? So there will be things that are coming to a head. So it might be that you're going to have clarity by the end of this phone call going, I know what I need to do now.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Thank you. Let's grab a question from the chat room. Hello, this is from Lachey. I received an email for a freelance job I applied for that involves beauty aesthetics. I submitted over a picture that the person wanted me to recreate and haven't heard back. So do you see the job coming through? I'm hearing this individual is in deliberation, so it kind of feels like you're not the only one that they're looking at, but she's very impressed with what it is that you have done, Lachey. But I just feel I'm getting more of a yes than I am a no. So it feels like right now, but you know what, as a bride, soon to be bride, busy with stuff, and she's a perfectionist. I'm hearing this other individual is a perfectionist, but she's very, very impressed with what it is that you have done. So it feels like yes, yes. And it feels very shortly. And shortly for me is like within 3 weeks, you're going to hear something. Yeah. She's just so bogged down with everything that she's doing. And she's just systematically going through everything. So it's, you know, she has her own little system. So just hang on because you won't hear from her.
There you be, the words of wisdom. The goddesses of the goddesses. Well, thank you, Lachey, for that Lachey. For that or that question.
So you're on the air. Who are you speaking with?
Hello. Oh. Are you on mute? Okay. Go to the next caller.
Yeah. Hello, can you
hear
me?
Hello, you're on the air. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Deep.
Hello.
Yes, hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Who are we talking to? Who are we talking to?
Yes. Sorry, my name is Deep, as in Deep Water.
Lee?
Deep, as in Deep Sea or Deep Water.
Oh, okay. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from southeast of England.
Oh, southeast of England. Okay.
Oh,
well,
I'm going.
Where are
you? Yes, welcome. Do you have a question or a comment?
I do. I do have a question.
Okay. What's your question?
It's timing related. So when do you see a relationship picking up with the girl I have in mind? That's one question. And when do you see me starting the project role at work for the same company I work for, which I have just cleared at the interview?
Okay.
I need to let you know because we're really working on one question. So which question would you like answered? Because it isn't fair if we answer more than one for everybody else. So which one do you want
sure.
answered more, a relationship or work?
Relationship would be fine.
Okay. So you're asking, there's nobody who's in your life right now. You're asking when somebody...
A girl in mind.
Oh, a girl in mind. Okay.
Yes, that's right. And she's just a friend. No.
Is she very shy?
Yeah.
Very, very shy?
Yes. Okay. And so I'm... Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my God. You guys have fabulous energy together. Yeah. I just see nothing but this beautiful energy around the both of you, but it's her shyness and her worthiness. So, be the gentleman that you are, the gentleman that you are, because she has past relationship issues, but just know you guys are going to be coming into the romantic phase before the end of this year. Feels more December to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm hearing the word beautiful couple. So, and for her, the friendship part is extremely important. So it's very important that you have the friendship first, that she has the friendship first before she allows the romantic part to come in.
Yep, understand.
And we are talking twin flame relationship. You guys are very balanced, and oh my God, it's gorgeous, the picture that I'm seeing of you guys. So it's like, yeah, so you're going to come together when the timing is right. So just hold space for her, and so she doesn't feel threatened, and just do what Marie said, and you'll by the end of this year, it's going to go to the next level. Because friendship is very important, that you start off as friends, and then from there is where a healthy relationship really continues to grow as a partner.
Yeah. She has some trust issues, and she really is, in her mind, coming to the conclusion, yes, I can really trust this person, because it's a big issue with her.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. So just keep holding on. Do what you're doing, you know. Be the best friend that you can to her, and, you know, as soon as the timing is right, and as Beth said, by the end of the year, it'll blossom, and you guys will be beautiful together.
And just, this is your opportunity of really working on communication, getting her to really express herself, you express yourself, so it's a healthy, healthy relationship. So, oh my God, you guys are going to be phenomenal together, phenomenal together.
I wait for her to get in touch with me because I tried to contact her and she didn't get back.
Oh, she hasn't gotten back to you yet?
No, she hasn't,
she
and I don't
country?
Know how to do this. She wants to keep... Sorry.
Yeah. Is she out of the country?
No, she's not very far, but I'm not sure if she is completely out of the relationship, energy wise, and then otherwise.
Yep. She's got to finish up what she needs to finish up. So that's why Beth is saying hold the space for her, but let her know that you're there for her as a friend right now, and that someone that she can lean on and trust.
It's not about pressuring. I want you, I want you, I want you. That's not how somebody who's working through issues are. It's just like, you call her. You know, I was really thinking about you, and I just want to see how you're doing today. You start off with just little conversations like that really start adding up and mean something. And then if she's going, I'm not in a good space, is there anything that I can help you with? You know, so that's how you get somebody who has trust issues to learn how to trust you. And don't be afraid if you have her phone number to give her a call. I'm hearing if you have her phone number, give her a call and just say, hey, I was thinking about you. And
I'm actually afraid of doing that. I don't want to appear too pushy when I want to give her her space. And is that all right if I do that and wait for her to get back to me?
Well, you know, let me tell you, just calling in as a friend and saying, hey, I was thinking about you, just wanted to check in and see, are you doing okay? You know, your face crossed my mind today, and I was just concerned and wanted to say hi. That's it.
And just saying, I'm just doing a check-in. Yeah. I do that with people all the time, and so that they know that I'm thinking about them and caring about them.
And just, you know, even if you have to leave a message, just say, hey, you ever need to talk, or you never, you know, you need something, just give me a call.
Sure, I will do that. Thank you.
Yep, you're welcome. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Thanks for the reading.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank
you. You're welcome. Bye-bye. Hello, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hello, thanks for taking my call. You're speaking with Vicki from Washington, D.C.
Hello, Vicki from Washington, D.C. How are you?
I am doing great. How are you guys doing?
Very good. Do you have a question or a comment, Vicki?
I have a question. I am presently unemployed. I had a few great leads last week. Just calling in to see exactly what you're picking up.
Did you have about 4 leads last week?
1, 2, 3. Yeah, about 4. Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm hearing 3 out of the 4 were no goes. They were just kind of like, oh, you know, I'm looking for a job. Let me just look at these. So they weren't really something that you were gung-ho about anyway.
Okay.
The fourth one comes down to timing for this meeting, and they have their act together. So, let me see. Have you been doing temp work?
Yes, I've been doing that. Yes.
Okay. Because you guys are saying it's going to probably be another couple months of temp work before something else comes across your lap. So just hang in there.
Okay. So something temporary for right now, that's what you're saying?
Yes, just for the next couple of months, and then an opportunity is going to cross your path.
Okay.
And it'll be a really good opportunity, and then you'll be set.
Yeah, because I've been also applying at temp agency also. So you see something with the agency coming through.
I'm seeing that what I'm saying, do the temp work for the next couple months, and then an opportunity for a full-time job is going to come across your path.
Okay.
So just hang in there for a couple more months.
A couple more months.
End of December, possibly beginning of January for full-time.
Okay, because in my area, too, there's a lot of contract and position. I know, you know, people kind of consider them temporary also, but they're also contract. So is that what you're seeing, or are you just seeing something through a temp agency?
What I'm seeing is temp agency right now. And then what's going to come through is permanent.
Okay.
Not a contract. The one that you're going to end up with permanent, not contract.
Not a contract. Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Okay. Hello. You're on the air. Who are we speaking with?
Hi.
This is Laura.
What's your name?
Laura
DeJesus. Do you have a question or a comment, Laura?
Yeah, it's the same as the previous caller. I'm looking for work, and I've been submitting a lot of resumes with agencies for contract work. And I'm wondering if you see me getting a call for an interview anytime soon.
Okay, let's see. I'm hearing there's a blockage with you right now. Are you 100% clear on what you want?
I want a job in my field, which is what I've been applying for.
Okay.
So,
and you keep getting contract jobs in your field, right?
Right.
Okay, so you're getting exactly what you're putting out there. I want a job in my field. So you see the difference? You have to be extremely clear on what it is that you want. I want a job that allows me to do blank. And I want it to be permanent. You know, so you have to be very clear, very, very clear on what it is that you're putting out and what you want to. You can sit here and say for an organization that is stable, secure, it's been around, you know, there's great leadership, that they are empowering to their employees, the place is happy. It's a family-oriented environment.
Intentions. Yeah, but I have stated those intentions numerous times.
You have what?
I've stated those intentions out loud numerous times, asking for help, and I stipulated
okay.
what I wanted.
Okay.
So,
and have you changed? Well, if you're not getting what you're looking for, there, then your guides. I mean, I'm seeing there's actually a blockage around you. So, because you have to look at how you're asking and make your intentions clear, and sometimes you have to reword them because the universe is very literal. And so if one thing, if it's not working in a one way, you've got to try another way.
Okay.
It's really not as hard as you think it is. It's not as overwhelming as you think it is. But it's about growth. So follow the guidance of what Marie said, and you'll be amazed at how what it is that you want is going to come right to you and land right in your lap. But be very clear on what you want, and be sure that that's what you want. If you're not getting it, it's the universe saying, "Will you reevaluate it? Let's get a little more picky about what it is that you're asking for." So that means that there's some part of you that's doubting it. So really step back and look at, what do I really want? Am I happy doing this? And it's not just about paying bills.
Well, that's the problem, though. You hear that, but the reality is you have to pay your bills. So at this point, I'm out of money. And it's a real worry.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So
you're putting worry and desperation out to the universe. Sweetie, trust me, I know where you're coming from. But just trust that you're going to be provided for. This is about trusting. It's about you stepping up to another level spiritually. You don't have to be a spiritual person in order for any of this to happen for you. But it's for you to step back. And you'll be amazed when you gain the clarity how fast stuff will happen. And I say this all the time. Money miracles happen every single day. I have had two dimes to my name and a check given to me for thousands of dollars within the middle of the day, and I wasn't expecting it. I've experienced it. Otherwise, I wouldn't be talking about it. I experienced that once but twice, large sums of money. You don't know how it's going to come. You don't know who it's going to come for. Get out of the worthiness stuff and just go into the trust. You don't know. You don't know if you've made a difference in somebody's life and they happen to have money and they're being told to give you this amount of money. You don't know that. So be open to all possibilities and potential. And this is your opportunity of really trusting. Money miracles work in phenomenal, phenomenal ways. And if you would have told me this, I would have went, "You are smoking something." It's because I experienced it. And it came out of nowhere, unexpectedly.
We both experienced it, and it's taken, we're told all the time, just trust. And that's one of the hardest things to really do, is just sit back and go, okay, I'm trusting, and you have to release the worry, because we all have bills to pay, and sometimes we're going, but it does work. When you do trust, and you step by and you say, you know what, I'm not going to worry anymore. I know that I'm going to be taken care of. Miracles happen.
Do you know it can happen this simple? You could get frustrated going, oh, my God, I have a bill that's due. I'm already late. Oh, my God. And all of a sudden you decide to go out for a walk. You end up by a park. And by this park, you meet somebody who's talking about moving. But they don't have anybody to help them move. You go and you decide to help them move. There's a group of individuals that's helping this individual move. And they are so impressed with your kind act that you don't know if there could be something that comes out of that. That's just an example of how it can happen. You could go to a grocery store and smile at somebody, and they have felt that connection with anybody for years, and they have the money, and they turn around and just say, you know what, I want to give this to you. That's how simple money miracles happen. So those are examples, just so you can wrap your brain around it, because it's like it happens that easy. You could find $100 on the floor and just ask it, is this for my highest and greatest good? Or, is this anybody's? Whatever. And that you're being guided, nope, this is yours. So it happens all the time.
just be open to it. Because when you're open to it, you see things differently.
Yep.
And Laura, just if you can, after this call, just step outside for half an hour. Just take some deep breaths and just really connect with nature and just take a look at what's outside and connect with it, because that'll shift your energy as well, so that, you know, you can get a little bit more grounded. You can just talk to the universe and say, okay, I'm releasing all these fears to you. I'm trusting you're going to take care of me. And then just let it be.
And you know, the thing is, what you worry about is going, oh my God, am I going to end up on the street? You're not going to end up on the street. The universe hasn't brought you this far to say this is what your end result is going to be. So that's a good indicator of past lifetime stuff, of not having enough. So get rid of that lack mentality. Get rid of the lack mentality and go to the magical thinking. And trust me, I hear what it is I'm saying and how crazy it can sound. Trust me. Because I am told that by my guides all the time. But it literally does work out when you get out of the way. And you have to let go of that lack mentality. Because otherwise we continue at a deeper level to draw and lack. So now just tell yourself, I have everything that I need. I have everything. I have my meal today. Wonderful. Even if it's just a can of soup. But you are grateful for that can of soup that you have. But you have your legs that walk. You can go outside, walk around the block. You have your voice to be able to speak. So be grateful. Take this moment of being really in gratitude for what it is that you do have abundantly and prosper.
This partial solar eclipse is all about connecting with what you already have and being grateful for. So, you know, we're doing our new moon intention. So really, it's all about the now and the today. So if you sit there and just, you know, put that energy out and say, God, I'm grateful. Oh my God, look at that. I have a fridge full of groceries. I'm grateful for that.
I have four walls to keep me safe with a roof and a floor. It may not be your ideal place to live, but know you are safe at this time and it's going to be even better. The universe is working on the property that of all properties that you're going to live on, the job of all jobs. But you have to be clear on what you want. Excuse me, not what you want, what you desire.
Okay. I'll work on it. Thank you.
You can do this.
You can
do
this.
I know you're at that point right now that you're just, but you can do it. Trust us. Trust us. You will get through
just
this.
Just a quick walk. Just get out in the air and just breathe it in and then just kind of shift yourself a little bit. Because I can feel it, your stomach's really going. So,
but you're stuck in the let go of the 3 and the 4D dimensional crap. Doesn't mean a thing to you, but let that go and raise yourself, your vibration, frequencies, and energies to the 5th dimension of the highest 5th dimension on up. Let yourself get out of that darkness. Let it go. Just let it go. And do some deep breaths and go hug a tree. I'm not kidding you. It will sit here and drain all the crap that you don't need from you. And then give the tree gratitude. And give the earth gratitude. I can feel you shifting already. You're already starting to feel lighter and brighter.
Okay.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Hi there. You're on the air.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Gina.
Hi, Gina. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Georgia.
Do you have a question or a comment?
Mike, I have a question.
Okay.
And it's about employment. As well. I think that's the trend of this time.
Mm-hmm. It's always a time. It's always the same. It's always the same.
Right. And I've been positive. I've been, you know, not letting the worry or the fear get to me. I mean, I've been praying and meditating. So I'm just hoping something's just going to come through for me. So. So whatever you can pick up from there.
God bless America. You are so close. You are so close.
I just heard around the corner. It's
just around the corner. It's something that's going to shift for you in September, just so you know.
Yeah, and your guys are saying, they're like clapping, going,
oh,
thank you, people. You're doing your work. Keep going, keep going.
Oh, okay. That's
they're
good.
They're loving it.
Because
you have
a ton of angels around you, too.
You have a ton of angels around you. So call on them as much as you need to.
Oh, wow. Now, could I ask you, you know, is it in the human resources area? Because that's what I've been focusing on.
Tuning in.
Yes, I'm hearing yes, it is.
Oh, good.
It's something that's in development. It feels like it's something that's in development right now. So I don't know if it's going to be a new organization that you're going to be working with, but my God, I see nothing but gold around you. So that means you're going to be very prosperous there, very happy there, very abundant with friendships, relationships. So it's like, oh, my God, it's going to be the place you're going to love. So, of course, we'll continue to stay in the positive energy no matter what. But it feels like September, something's going to come to fruition for you.
Yeah, I'm also hearing that it's a startup, some kind of startup company. So there, it's everything is starting from fresh. So you're going to be starting apartment, you know, everything is starting from fresh.
And it feels like it's something that it's going to be two males who are younger males, but my God, they're old souls. They are here to make a difference in this world. And they're going to use a different model than what's used out there with corporations. What that means, no idea. No idea.
Oh, wow.
But you are going to rock it.
Yeah, this would be such a big jump because coming from social work,
Oh, gotcha.
Going to human resources, so I just want to try something different.
Oh, I hear you.
I'm hearing that's such a good fit for you because you are such a warm people person.
You're a bright light. Yeah. You're a bright light.
Oh, good.
You're very inspirational. So you can use this. You can use your experience for examples of people who are having hard times. So we go through our hard times so that people can relate to us and we can relate to them.
That it really does make sense. You're right.
As a social worker, you know that.
Yes, I do.
You do. See, now tell me that. Who was not going to be attracted to that light right there? My gosh.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And you ladies have a good day.
You too.
I will.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Gina, you were a breath of fresh air. Thank you.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Hi, who are we speaking with?
Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, I'm calling from Ruskin, Florida.
Florida? You have a question or a comment?
I was just asking if I can get a general reading, please.
We're doing one question, so if you have just a question.
Or do you want us to tell you what, you know, your guys are telling you?
Just whatever you guys pick up.
Okay.
Nicole. Are you holding a lot of stuff in your heart, such as
because of stubbornness?
Grudges or not letting go of a situation?
No.
Because your guides are saying you're holding on to something and time to let it go.
Okay.
Are you a stubborn person? Are you stubborn? I'm stubborn, so I own it. I'm getting rid of it. It's up for adoption. It's going out somewhere else. But are you stubborn? Can you admit if you're stubborn?
Yeah, I can be stubborn. I'm a Leo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What I'm hearing your guide say is really look at that, and we all can be. I don't think there's a human out there who cannot be stubborn in some way, shape, or form. But really look at, because when we're stubborn, we hold our ground, and we can be really firm in how we view things, and we don't. Sometimes it can affect us to where we don't hear what others have to say, what their opinions are. And we have to listen to what other people say because that's how we can look at it with a different perspective of going, you know what, I never thought of it from that way. So I'm going to sit with it and I'm going to think about, you know, how much of that do I really agree with? And that's how you grow. That's how you grow. So it feels like that's what you're needing to hear right now. So it feels like there might be some situations you're currently in or just coming out of with other individuals. And it's something you need to step back and look at because I see your feet firmly in the ground. So So just think about the relationships you've had, whether it's parents or families or really close friends. If you are really being adamant on not listening to somebody else's opinion, for whatever reason, that's coming up. So you'll have to do with it what you do with it. But that's the most important message that I'm getting for you right now.
Yeah. I think, I don't know. I listen to other people's opinions and stuff like that. I don't know where that's coming from.
Okay, here's another thing. I'm going to present it this way. When they sit here and give opinions, and I'm not saying this all the time, but do you ever go, I really don't give a shit what they have to say? Do you ever have that?
Yeah, I do, actually.
And so with
person.
That, do you tend to have that attitude more than anything? Can you be honest with yourself? Do you tend to have more of that attitude? It does not make you a bad person.
Yeah, it's depending on the person, who the person is, but there's a part of me that's loving and caring and wants to help others and be there for other people and do anything for other people. But if the person's hurt me, then, yeah, I'm going to have that attitude towards them.
Yep. So you just said, you know, like how you just said, if that person hurts me, I'm going to have that attitude. That's what you're holding on to. So whoever has hurt you and you're holding on to that, you've got to let it go. Because that is what we store in our heart. Because we literally took it to heart.
Yeah.
Do you get that? You took it to heart. So it might have been your feelings were hurt. So admit your feelings got hurt, and that's a perfect opportunity to sit down and say, you know, I'm not always as strong as you think I am. I'm not made of stone, and I do feel. So, you know, it's something you have to be honest with yourself. So those are the words and wisdoms of the goddesses.
Okay.
So good luck to you, Nicole.
All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye bye.
Thank you for calling.
All right, bye.
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 I got some really deep messages for people this time. So we've got two more callers, and then we're done. So, hi there. Who am I speaking with?
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes.
No, we cannot hear you.
Okay. Let's try it again. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Tracy.
Hi, Tracy. Where are you calling from,
Hi.
Tracy?
Miami.
Texas?
Miami.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can barely hear you.
I just want to know if you, when you get a romance.
What we're getting about a romance?
Yeah, a romance.
Coming in? Oh, if you have a romance coming in. Okay. You have, okay, Tracy, before a romance comes in, I don't know if you're on a cell phone or something, but it's kind of making some weird noises, but you've got some heart clearing to do, letting go of some past issues, and before someone else comes in, you need to work on those because you want to be 100% whole when they do eventually come. Because when we hold that stuff, the person that's supposed to be in our life, they get halted because they're not going to come in unless you're completely whole.
Do you see when the next one?
So if they, okay, so your guides are saying if you don't do your work and clear, it can take up to a year. But if you start working on yourself and really releasing all the old stuff, then within 6 months.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Bye. Bye-bye. Thank you.
All right. So we're going to take, we have one more call, folks. Oh, never mind. Hi there, you're on the air. Who are we speaking with?
Hey, how you doing? This is Don.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing excellent, thank you.
Awesome.
Thanks for taking my call.
Where are you calling from, Don?
New York.
New York. What is your question?
My question is, I am actually looking to move to Charlotte. But like before I move, I have to find a job, and I've been looking. I just want to see if you see anything coming up.
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yes.
Oh, I just heard the way is free and clear. What kind of work are you looking for? I'm hearing, what kind of work are you wanting? Are you asking?
Well, here's the thing. It is I work in financial services. I actually have a few interviews set up, but I also do. I've done like sales and customer service management stuff, and I sent out a resume last week to Anheuser-Busch, and they actually got right back to me. And I took an assessment, passed it, and said they'd be in touch with me.
Okay.
So, you know, I mean, my history is financial services, but that's a job that I could definitely do, and I'm interested in it as well.
Yeah. I mean, your guys keep saying it's like the yellow brick road. It's wide open. So if it's yours for the taking, if that's the one you want, go for it.
Okay, so you see something happening like relatively soon or something?
3 weeks. I'm hearing 3 weeks, yeah.
Okay. That would be awesome. That would be probably right in the time frame also.
So the end of September. The end of September. Is that located close to a beach?
No.
No. Okay.
I live relatively close to a beach now.
Oh, okay. So I keep seeing a beach around you. Charlotte definitely feels very, very good for you.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it's...
Well, that would be awesome.
Stay very, very positive and very focused on what it is that you want. So when you're applying, put it out there. See yourself working in that position. You manifest really fast.
It's coming up really fast, she said.
You manifest. You are a very fast manifester.
You manifest really fast when you know what it is that you want.
Right. Yeah, I tend to, yes.
Be very clear on that.
Yep, and I'm hearing this job would be a stepping stone to something else. So your opportunities by moving out there would just keep increasing. So.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, baby.
3 weeks.
I am. I really am. I want to get out of here as soon as possible.
All right. Thank you for calling in, Don.
Good luck.
Thanks. You guys have a great day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, guys. Well, we went a little bit longer than we thought. But thank you for calling in.
Yeah, thank you.
And don't forget Tidbits and Tea with Beth and Murray next week, Monday at 1:30.
And you guys, you can get through this. Sunny love and light. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.